For WNPR News, I'm Lori Mack. The president of the New Haven Police Union says news that the city's police chief, Dean Esterman, has been put on paid leave for another outburst is disheartening. This follows reports he allegedly berated a waitress at a local restaurant. This is the second time Esterman's been reprimanded by the city's mayor for his conduct in public. In 2014, he reportedly berated a volunteer usher at a Yale football game. Craig Miller, president of the New Haven Police Union Elm City Local, says these incidents put a mark on police officers.
You know, you're in front of a chief who's telling you that our character is supposed to be better standards than, you know, normal people in the community. Him acting out in this type of behavior is just very appalling to every officer.
New Haven Mayor Toni Harp said in a statement earlier this week she found Esterman's conduct unbecoming a public official. Harp said she and Esterman mutually agreed he would take a 15-working-day paid leave. Miller says it's hard to know what the mayor's plan is for Esterman's future.
It's a leave of absence. I'm not sure whether it's a discipline or not. I'm just wondering if the leave of absence is just time to get things together and figure out which way they're going to move after the 3 weeks, if they're going to ask him to resign or terminate him.
Earlier this month, New Haven Police Union members voted 170-42 that it had no confidence in Chief Esterman. Miller says morale in the department's been low over the past year. Esterman also received a no-confidence vote in 2009 when he was chief of police in Providence, Rhode Island. Esterman did not return WNPR's request for comment. New Haven's police department has gained national attention for their community policing efforts and steady decline in crime under Esterman's leadership. Esterman recently took part in a discussion in Washington, D.C. with President Barack Obama on how to improve relationships between police and communities. Lori Mack, WNPR News.